It's 9 o'clock. We're ready to let everybody, well, everybody in is just Juanita Garcia. Are we re ready to let Juanita in? Or do you need to talk about anything?
I don't, but I'll defer to anybody else that needs. Do we need to talk about anything? No.
No takers. All right. I'll let Juanita in here.
Okay.
We're in.
Oh, all right.
Ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good morning, everybody. My name is Brennan Williams, and I will be serving as the Development Hearing Officer for today's meeting. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and call the January 22nd, 2025 DHO meeting to order. The time is 9 a.m. There are a few meeting details and operational procedures that I'd like to go over before we begin discussing the items that are listed on today's agenda. First, this is a remote or an online hearing wherein all participants will be on a video or audio conference. This is a remote hearing which allows participants and observers to safely and conveniently participate in the proceedings today. During the meeting, please keep your audio muted and your video off when you are not involved in the cases that are being, excuse me, the case that is being heard. Please note that we are recording the audio of today's meeting, and because it's audio only, it's important that you give your name each time before you begin speaking or begin your remarks. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to keep you updated on which particular agenda item we're discussing. The chat feature will also allow you to question. If you have questions, you can pose those to the moderators, which are staff members Jay Rodenbeck and Robert Webb. I want to inform you that all chat conversations become part of the hearing record, and consequently, they are subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. So please keep your chat comments relevant to the hearing. For today's applicants, please be aware that any plats approved today will be electronically signed following the hearing. Mr. Rodenbeck routes the plat materials to the respective DFT members once a final plat PDF document has been submitted that includes all of the utility signatures. Applicants then receive an emailed copy of the signed document. If your email include, or excuse me, if your approval includes conditions, you will need to complete those conditions with the respective DFT member and then send the PDF to Mr. Rodenbeck so that the electronic signatures can be obtained. In all situations, in all cases, the city engineer, Mr. Shah Biazar, is the last person to sign the plat. Let me quickly go to our hearing monitor, Ms. Angela Gomez, to check and see if we have any changes to this morning's agenda. Ms. Gomez?
Yes, good morning. I do have one announcement to make, and that is for item number 3, PR 2020-003484, application SD 2024-00158 for extension of preliminary plat. The agent has requested a deferral to February 12th.
All righty. Do we have any members of the public that are here for item number 3? I'm not seeing anyone. Last call for any members of the public. All right. We will go ahead and move agenda item number 3, PR 2020-003484, SD 2024-00158. We'll defer that to the February 12th meeting as the applicant has requested. Thank you, Ms. Gomez. Now that the agenda is set for the day, I'd like to address any members of the public that would like to speak on a particular matter that's listed on the agenda today. If you'd please let us know your interest to testify when the agenda item is called, we will be sure and provide you with an opportunity to comment on the particular matter. If you're participating on Zoom, please use the raise your hand feature toward the bottom of your screen. If you're on video, you can also literally raise your hand and wave it at your camera in order for us to recognize your intention to participate. For those that might only have an audio connection, please press star 9 on your phone. That will unmute you and allow you an opportunity to let us know of your intention to participate. Please note that while we welcome and appreciate public comment, if any participant causes disruption for today's proceedings, they will be removed from the hearing. In the unlikely event that there are technical issues, I will conclude the hearing and we will resume at 1 o'clock this afternoon using the same Zoom link and phone number. Finally, as we get ready to begin, I'd like to read a statement regarding the purpose of the Development Hearing Officer. The DHO was created in 2022 by amendment to the IDO, the Integrated Development Ordinance. In considering all applications, the DHO and members of the DFT apply the standards and requirements of the IDO and the city's development process manual when reviewing today's applications. Thank you for that. We'll go ahead and get started on agenda item number one. This is PR 2022-007903, SD 2025-00001, VA 2025-00003, and VA 2025-00001. And I see Ms. Garcia joining us this morning. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Let me swear you in very quickly, and then we'll let you get started. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Tell us about your proposal, please.
Okay. Not sure if I need to give my name and address for the record, too.
That would be great. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My name is Juanita Garcia. I'm with JAG Planning and Zoning, and my address is PO Box 7857, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87194. So we are here today for a major preliminary plat. We've been working on this in this area for quite a while. We initially came in for a vacation of right-of-way of Santa Clara and Altez, which is the center of or in between these parcels. And we were granted approval for the vacation from City Council. That area is kind of like a no man's land and is typically used by homeless people or people who are just kind of looking for a place to park. There have been numerous times where you'd have RVs left there or people living there in RVs along the road there. And of course, conducting a lot of criminal activity. It's also been a dumping ground for, you know, a lot of stolen items and stuff. So the property owners adjacent to Santa Clara and Altez, with the exception of the Water Authority, are part of this request. And they are hoping to incorporate Santa Clara as part of their property, and then Altez as part of one of the owner's property. So there are currently 8 lots that abut this area that are part of this request. And the owner of the area right there in the center of between Santa Clara and Southern wants to also subdivide their piece of land and create 2 lots out of this process. So that's what we're doing with this request, is we are trying to incorporate vacated land into the adjacent properties, create a new lot. In addition to that, we are requesting a waiver to the sidewalk standards, landscape standards, curb gutter standards, for the area adjacent to Santa Clara and Altez. And looking at the aerial maps, history aerial maps, it seems like the road there has been paved for many years. It's a nicely paved road. However, there hasn't been any curb gutter landscape improvements made to that area over the years that it's been paved. And so because the property owners intend on maintaining it as a private road, which will also still maintain the utilities that lie under Santa Clara, they're also wanting to maintain that as a public utility easement. But just allow access to the adjacent property owners' lots, and they also intend on, if all goes well, they intend on adding private or gates along Moon and Southern to prevent folks from going into that area, driving in that area, dumping in that area. So
sure.
So that's really the intent of this request.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Garcia. I appreciate that. Let me ask at this point if we have any members of the public that wish to participate and discuss item number one. I'm not seeing anybody.
It's all staff, Mr. Hino, sir.
Okay. So let's jump, Ms. Garcia, let's jump over to let's hear from our DFT members. Let's start with the Water Authority. Mr. Gutierrez, good morning, sir. Let me
Good
swear
morning.
you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide this morning will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. What are Water Authority's comments on this particular matter?
Yeah, the Water Authority has no objection. They've addressed all our concerns to the plat and to the waivers. They also have no objections or comments. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Let's jump over to code. Mr. Ibarra, are you presenting for code this morning, sir?
Hearing officer, good morning. I can.
Oh, good morning. Let me swear you in real quick. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. What are Code's comments?
Code enforcement has not submitted any comments or objections for this.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Rec is up next. Ms. Olick, good morning.
Good morning.
Let me swear you in real quick. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, ma'am. What are Parks and Rec's comments?
So, we don't have any objections. However, I have a question. Along Southern Boulevard, it seems like there aren't sufficient street trees. And I just looked and it seems like I just wanted to make sure the lot to the west seems to be fully developed. And it does not show sufficient street trees along it, but the piece to the east side, that has not, it seems like it has not been developed yet, and there is no sidewalk along Southern Boulevard, so that is acceptable, that we could ask for later during future development. But I want to ask if that's possible for the applicant to provide us with an exhibit for Southern Boulevard where the site is developed. To see the street trees, the existing ones, and if there is a need to add more.
Ms. Garcia, you want to address that?
Yes. So I guess the building on the western edge of the site was built prior to the current standards. And so I do believe the landscaping, the street, the trees that are there adjacent to Moon, Southern, and to some degree even Altez and Santa Clara were there, placed there with the development, the original development. So, but to answer your question, yes, we can provide an exhibit that identifies the trees that are there, existing trees that are there, and so, and we can, have a discussion in regards to whether or not some additional trees would be required, based on what's been there historically, approved historically, sidewalks, and just to mention this, Mr. Williams, the sidewalks have been reviewed along Southern and Moon, with Mr. Sorry, Mr. Armijo, and as you could see, the sidewalks are they kind of move around the existing trees to allow them to remain along Moon. So that's the property owner is interested in keeping the existing trees along Moon. And as you could see along Southern, there are some street trees. I'm not sure whether or not there are any that are missing from the requirement for that Western development. But yes, we can provide an exhibit that shows existing trees and to determine whether or not additional trees are required.
Thank you, Juanita. So the eastern part of the site, is that going to be developed in the future or what are
Yes.
your plans for that? Okay, we
Yes.
could keep that piece out because I don't want to plant something and, have to remove trees,
Right.
because of the design layout. So
Yeah.
therefore, like just that piece that has been developed and along Moon Street looks just amazing. The trees are doing great. It's just a small piece of Southern Boulevard along, where that building is. And we could
Yeah.
work together. City Forestry will go out and check those trees. And
Perfect.
yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Dollar. Let's jump over to hydrology next. Mr. Chin, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Let me swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. What does hydrology have to say?
Tiquan Chin Hydrology. Hydrology needs an approved grading drainage plan prior to approval of the preliminary plat. Hydrology has no objection to the waivers. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chin. Transportation, Mr. Armijo, good morning. Do you
Morning.
swear affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. What does transportation have to say?
We have no objection to the sidewalk or DPM waiver, as these streets are private and there are no properties which pedestrian traffic is required. Transportation has no objection. We have no objection to the plat. For future development, a traffic circulation layout will be required prior to site plan. A traffic scoping form will be required for review to determine if traffic impact study is required.
Mr. Armijo, thank you, sir. Is the city engineer joining us today? Doesn't look like it. Mr. Rodenbeck, who's going to provide planning comments for us? Mr. Boylan?
This is Jay Runbeck. Anthony Montoya will be
Oh, okay.
by them. And I want to add a few too. I'll probably have a few questions for Juanita.
Okay. Do you want to hear from Mr. Montoya and then come back to you? Okay. Excuse me, Mr. Montoya, good morning.
It's Ms. Montoya, but good
Oh, I'm
morning,
sorry.
sir. No, you're good. I'm ready
I
to swear in.
apologize. Let me
You're
swear
good.
in. Do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do, sir.
All right, go ahead.
All right. I have a few notes here. Prior to final sign-off, the following are required. Add a note to the plat stating approval of the vacated right-of-way of Santa Clara Ave Southeast and Altez South Street Southeast by City Council with the date. Project and application numbers must be added to the plat and infrastructure list. A recorded IIA based on the approved infrastructure list must be submitted prior to the acceptance of the final plat application submittal and placement on the next or the DHO agenda. The real property division will need to sign the plat regarding the acquisition of the right of way once approved. And then please provide what Ms. Olick has requested, the exhibit of existing trees along Southern and Moon where there's existing development. And that's all I have, sir.
Thank you so much. Mr. Rodenbeck, before I jump to you, let me just remind our DFT members, if you all would put your comments that are to be conditions, if you would type those into the chat box, it helps to make sure that I don't forget something, but it also helps everybody to understand what we're requesting of the applicant. Thank you for that. All right, Mr. Rodenbeck, let me jump to you. Swear affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth.
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead, please.
I just want to add, we need to have the waivers added to the plat as well. And technically, I think the DHO approval date is required for the IDO on the final plat, but it's helpful to have that information on the preliminary plat too. So if you, I'll add those two conditions into the chat. But I just want to state too, that, yeah, okay, we have it in our condition about the existing trees along Southern and Moon. That's a parks and recreation condition. So let me go ahead and add those to the chat. And I just want to add too, Mr. Hearing Officer, that if you're making a decision on these applications, please make sure the decisions are made on the waivers first.
Yes,
And
sir.
I'm adding those two additional conditions here. Mr. Garcia, do you have any questions about any of the conditions or anything?
I guess I do about the grading and drainage plan, you know, because we're not at this point intending to do any sort of construction. I just wondered whether or not we need to do the grading and drainage plan. There is existing development on most of the areas, and so yeah, we're just wondering about that.
Hydrology.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Go ahead.
Yeah, Juanita, you do need a grading drainage plan. If you don't want to get a full-blown detailed, you can get a conceptual because you're now subdividing this lot 1 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
So I do require a conceptual grading drainage plan.
Okay, and so will the conceptual be required for all of the parcels or the part that's undeveloped at this point?
For both. Yeah, you have to contact include the entire parcel. Right now, there's just one parcel, and that will be your basic drainage basin, and including anything outside from this area if you do have off-site drainage basin. So that's why I do need a conceptual grading drainage plan.
Okay, but actually there are 8 parcels, existing parcels. And then we're hoping to create a new one with it. So you're indicating that we need it for the larger parcel, or which parcels, I guess, is what I'm hoping to get clarification on.
The one on the south side between Santa Clara and the southern.
Southern, okay.
Yep.
So that's the one?
Right.
Okay, okay. Okay, thank you, Mr. Chen.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Runbeck, I have a message that your hand is raised. Did you want to say
yes,
something?
Yes, sir.
Else? Go ahead,
I
sir.
Have a question. I have a question for Mr. Chin, Mr. Hearing Officer, which is, according to your comments, I'm going to show this to everybody. You state you need an approved grading drainage plan prior to the approval of preliminary plat or site plan for building permit. So is there some flexibility with that grading and drainage plan?
Well, is this for preliminary plat approval?
Yes.
Yeah. So if it is for preliminary plat approval, I do need the conceptual gradient drainage plan, correct.
So this is Jay Rodenbeck again. So before the preliminary plat can be approved, the comment is before the preliminary plat can be approved, you need a conceptual grading and drainage plan approval.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're wondering, is that something that could be deferred into the final plat?
Are you going to apply for final plat? Is this?
They have to.
Okay.
It's a major plat. They have to.
Okay. In that case, I can defer to final plat.
Thank you.
Right. This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Chan, could you please put that condition in the chat?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for clarifying that, Mr. Rodenbeck. Appreciate that. All right. I think I've heard from all staff. Is there any staff that wanted to weigh in? I don't see anybody. Ms. Garcia, at this point, I'll turn it back over to you if you have any closing comments, questions.
No, nothing.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and close the floor on this matter. Thank everybody for their participation. Let's talk about the waivers, or let's focus on the waivers at this point. So for VA 2025-00003, which is a requested sidewalk waiver, I'm going to approve the requested waiver for the sidewalks because it meets criterion D in the IDO, and the waiver will not be contrary to public health, safety, or welfare. That item, criterion D, talks about varying from the normal requirements and standards will encourage flexibility and consistency in accordance with the accepted principles of site planning. Next, let's discuss The second waiver, VA 2025-00001, that's a DPM waiver. I'm also going to approve the requested waiver because it also meets criterion D, and the waiver will not be contrary to the public health, safety, or welfare of the area. Lastly, moving on to the preliminary plat request, SD 2025-00001. I'm going to approve agenda item number one, PR 2022-007903, because the application meets the applicable requirements of the Integrated Development Ordinance, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. Approval is based on the following conditions. First, prior to final sign-off, the following are required: add a note to the plat stating approval of the vacated right-of-way of Santa Clara Avenue Southeast and Altez Street Southeast by City Council with the corresponding date. Secondly, please add the project and application numbers to the plat and the infrastructure list. Third, a recorded IIA based on the approved infrastructure list must be submitted prior to the acceptance of the final plat application, submittal, and placement on a forthcoming DHO agenda. Next, the Real Property Division will need to sign the plat regarding the acquisition of the right-of-way once approved. Next, please provide an exhibit of existing trees along Southern and Moon, where there is existing development per the Parks and Recreation Department. Another planning condition: add waivers to the plat, and add the DHO approval date to the plat. And then lastly, hydrology will need an approved grading and drainage plan prior to approval of final plat. That being said, thank everybody for their comments and participation in that matter. That will conclude agenda item number one.